Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? You guys sent over this document. It's basically a whole list of places that might have some connection to, well, you know, the unexplained.
It's quite the collection. We're talking government places, universities, even some companies nobody would ever think of.
Yeah, it's like straight out of the X-Files. So instead of just reading a list of names, how about we focus on the ones that really make this thing interesting? The ones that make you go, hold on, what?
I like how you think. Let's start with a classic. A place practically everyone's heard of when it comes to this stuff. Area 51.
Right. Gotta address the elephant in the room. Or, should I say, the spaceship in the hangar. But it's not just mentioning Area 51. This document actually talks about disc-shaped craft hovering off the ground inside hangars.
It's those eyewitness accounts, those little details that really get people thinking. It's like breadcrumbs leading us down this path of mystery.
A treasure map to the truth, maybe.
Huh.
Speaking of mysteries, get this Homestead Air Force Base in Florida. It says here that Jackie Gleason, the comedian, supposedly saw, get this, at least 5 ET bodies and a bunch of debris back in 73.
And the story goes that it was Nixon himself who brought him there. It's that mix of celebrities, politics, and the whole UFO thing that just sucks you in, you know? Makes you wonder why those worlds seem to collide so often in these stories.
It's like almost too weird to be made up, you know? But this document, it's not all just cover-ups and secret hangars. There's a whole section about universities and research labs.
Like really big names in research, MIT, Berkeley, those kinds of places. It says they could be involved in analyzing, you know, recovered stuff.
So it's not just the government being shady, but the scientists too. What's that all about then?
Makes you think, what were they studying and why all the secrecy? Were they trying to, like, reverse engineer things? And on whose orders? It's like, this document, it creates more questions than it answers, but I guess that's where a good deep dive starts, right?
Exactly. Okay, next up on our list of weirdness,
Rear.
Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. It pops up a bunch in here. They make it sound like the main hub for, well, all things alien.
Oh, yeah. Wright-Patterson. That's a big one for people into this stuff. But this document, it's suggesting it's not just about storing what they've found. It could be home to something even bigger. Alien bodies.
Okay, now we're talking. If that's true, this isn't just about some lights in the sky, right? This is about actual contact, like with something not from here.
Exactly. And it's not just naming the places. There's details sometimes, like building numbers, project names. It's like they're saying, hey, if you have the truth, this is where you'll find it.
Like they're challenging us to go digging.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the U.S. either. Mm. Looks like everyone's got a little something to hide.
Right. Underground places in Switzerland, Australia, and this whole thing about alien reproduction vehicles in Indonesia. It's like this fascination. It's everywhere.
Hold up. Alien reproduction vehicles.
Mm.
Or ARVs, as they're called here. For those of us who don't speak fluent UFO, what exactly are we talking about here?
Oh, good point. It's like this document, it uses terms some people might not get. ARVs, or alien reproduction vehicles, the theory is that they're like built using alien tech we've recovered. They're supposed to be able to copy how UFOs fly.
So basically reverse engineered spaceships. That's wild. Okay, so we got ARVs, secret places, possible alien remains. Is there any connection between all these places? Any pattern here?
That's the cool part. It's like this big puzzle box, and each entry is a clue, but we got to put it all together to see what it really means.
And where better to start than with one of the most famous UFO places ever, right? Dulce, New Mexico.
Ah, Dulce. Even the name sounds mysterious. For years, people have been saying there's this underground base there run by the government and aliens together.
That sounds like something out of a movie. But this document, it kind of makes it seem more believable. It doesn't get specifics, but even just mentioning Dulce, New Mexico, that speaks volumes.
Right. It's like they're acknowledging it, like a nod to everyone who always thought something strange was going on there. And Dulce, that's just one piece of this whole thing. This document, it hints that there's a whole network of these places, each with its own story to tell.
So we've got Dulce, this place where the government and aliens might be working together. But this document, it's like it's hinting that Dulce isn't the only place like this. There's entries for other places, like Fort Chaffee in Arkansas. They say it could be an underground place, a testing ground for, well, things we're not supposed to know about.
Fort Chaffee, yeah, that one's interesting. Lots of reports about weird lights there, even stories about them testing alien ships in those ARVs we talked about. And get this, they say military helicopters were seen escorting these things.
Military escorts. Sounds pretty intense, but it makes you think, if they're trying to keep it all a secret, why are there so many details leaking out? maybe some of this information is meant to be found, you know, like a trail for certain people to follow.
That's a good question. Is it like fake information to throw us off? Or are we just seeing little bits of something huge that they can't hide completely? This document doesn't really say, but it does bring up another interesting place. The Azores Islands. Specifically, a place called Legesfield.
The Azores Islands. Doesn't ring a bell.
It's a bunch of islands in the Atlantic. They belong to Portugal, actually. And Legesfield is a place where the U.S. Air Force transports stuff. What's interesting is that this document, it connects this place to something they call, get this, large tic-tac.
Tic-tac. Like the breath mints.
Yeah, I know, right? Sounds kind of funny. But tic-tac, it's what they're calling a specific type of UFO. You know, credible people, even Navy pilots have seen it. They say it's this craft that moves super fast, does things our aircraft can't do, and it doesn't look like it has any engines or anything.
So we're talking crazy advanced technology, maybe not even from Earth, and this document is saying is connected to some random islands in the Atlantic. It's like something out of a spy movie.
Exactly. It just shows you this stuff is everywhere. We're not just talking about the desert anymore. This document, it takes us from those islands all the way to a place that you wouldn't think has anything to do with UFOs. CERN. You know, where they have that giant atom smasher, the Large Hadron Collider?
CERN. The place where they're, like, pushing the boundaries of science. What could they possibly be hiding there?
Million-dollar question, right? The document mentions some kind of secret underground facility under CERN, but that's all it says.
It's almost too perfect, isn't it? The most advanced science lab in the world. And underneath, maybe there's something else going on, something connected to the very forces they're studying up there.
Definitely gets you thinking. So we've got CERN representing the best of what we know about science, but this document also brings up something else. Big companies, the kind that build airplanes and weapons, they might be involved too.
You mean like Boeing, Lockheed Martin, those guys? Yeah, it wouldn't be surprising if they were working on some secret tech.
Yeah, but this document goes even further. It even mentions Ford, saying they've got a hangar with 80 craft.
Wait, Ford? As in the car company?
The one and only. It sounds crazy, but Ford, they've always been trying new things. What if this 8T craft is something totally revolutionary? Something they made in secret, using technology we can't even imagine yet.
My mind is officially blown. Universities, the government, companies.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's in on the UFO thing. But we can't forget, this document isn't just about places and secret projects. It also talks about something much bigger. They've recovered alien bodies.
Now, that's where things get really interesting. This document, it doesn't shy away from that at all. It actually names specific places where they supposedly found these bodies and even did autopsies on them.
Like where? Give me the good stuff. Don't leave anything out. Okay, alien bodies. We're not just talking about spaceships anymore. We're talking about, like, actual beings. This is where things get really, really interesting. So where does this document even start with all that?
Well, it seems like every military base we've talked about might have some connection to this, but there are a few that really stand out.
Hit me with the highlights. Which ones are we talking about here?
Wright-Patterson, for one. You know, the place is already famous for UFO stories, and this document, it basically calls it the main storage spot for these recovered beings. It even mentions a specific building. Building 271, hinting that there might be even more hidden underground.
It's like something straight out of a scary movie. But they're just, like, laying it all out there in this document. Gives me the chills, honestly. But is Wright-Patterson the only place like this, like a graveyard for aliens?
Oh, no, not the only one. The document also talks about Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. It says they might have alien remains there, too, and something called Site 6, some top-secret radar place that supposedly watches, like, 70% of everything happening in space.
Wow. So they're watching everything up there and down here.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder what they've seen that makes them think they need to keep an eye on everything like that. But it's not just about storing these bodies, is it? This document also talks about them doing autopsies, right?
Yeah, it names a few places where they might have examined these bodies. One of them is actually John Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Kind of freaky when you think about it because it's such a famous hospital.
Oh, right. If it's true, it means this is serious stuff. Like, we're really not alone. And someone or something is being studied, and not by choice. But hospitals, they're not exactly known for keeping secrets. Where else would they do something like that, something top secret?
The document mentions this place called the Ghost Building at Dugway Proving Grounds. It's in Utah, and that whole place is already super secretive. They do weapons testing there and all kinds of other classified stuff.
Man, every page of this document just makes things more and more mysterious. Crash sites, bodies, secret bases. It's like there's this whole other world hidden right under our noses, maybe even shaping our world in ways we don't even realize.
It really makes you think. And it gets even weirder. There's this entry about Camp Peary in Virginia. They say it's a training ground, but not for soldiers. It's for people who are going to meet aliens.
Wait, they're training people how to talk to aliens? What do they even teach them? And who gets to decide who's ready for that?
No idea. The document doesn't say. But it does mention this huge building at Camp Peary with labs, cryogenic storage, even a place to bring recovered vehicles. Sounds like they're ready for anything, but are they scared or excited? That's what I want to know.
That's the thing about this whole document. Crash sites, bodies, secret research, even training for alien contact. We've covered it all, but the biggest question is still unanswered. What does it all mean?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Are we seeing proof that we're not alone, that this has been going on for who knows how long? Or is it all just a bunch of lies meant to distract us from something else?
It's a lot to take in. But I think the biggest thing to remember is that the truth is out there somewhere. And this document, even with all the crazy stuff in it, it reminds us to keep asking questions, keep looking for answers, and to always, always be open to new possibilities.
Well said. Until next time, keep looking up.